Hello and welcome to On the Couch with M&M. M&M obviously for Maria and Manos.
This is where we go behind the scenes in real estate business ownership to give you great ideas and tips to help you create fun and profitable businesses so that you can live an extraordinary life.
Let's get started.
Hi guys, and welcome to another edition of On the Couch with M&M. Today we've got our really good friend West, Mr. Peter Clements.
It's great to have you on board, Peter.
Thank you.
Really looking forward to discussing real estate with you.
Great.
You have been in the industry for how long now? How many years?
This will be my 14th year.
14 years. So yeah. Similar time we must have started.
Yeah.
2002.
Three.
Three, okay.
Sorry.
I've got a couple of years on you.
Yeah.
That's sensational.
Tell us from, obviously, when you first started to now, what's the biggest change that you've seen in real estate, in business ownership?
In business ownership? Mm. From when I started, I started with a small franchise. That particular company, a lot of people left that, and it seems that seemed to be the breeding ground for a lot of really good agents.
It was a boutique office, just a small office.
It was a boutique office with a very old franchise brand, and it was interesting with that company. Just about everyone that got good in there ended up leaving and starting their own businesses. So there was no there was no format for an agent in there to really grow and develop. And of course, you know, everyone did that whole got good, felt as though they weren't getting paid enough because of the splits, there was probably no support there. Mm. And off they went to start their own businesses. So is
there a lesson in that? So for business owners out there that have aspiring young people who come into the industry and they're growing and obviously they're making their mark in the industry. If there was some sort of ownership allowed in that business or partnership, would that possibly have been a consideration maybe for yourself or some of the others, do you think?
I think back then, and probably still now, you know, it still remains the case that good agents always feel as though they can go out and run their own real estate companies. Pushing forward, then I went out to, you know, work for another company. Mm-hmm. They kind of headhunted me from that first company. And that was actually on a plane back from Arik. I was sitting there. I went to Arik on my own, came back with a job offer for this new company that was offering training and all the support and everything that initial company didn't have. And that was amazing. But, you know, that took me from being at, a level of, I think I was writing about $150,000 in gross comm a year, and went to 500 very quickly, and then the following year was writing $1 million in gross comp.
So in your third year, you wrote $1 million and you shifted from one brand to the other.
To another,
3 years to get to $1 million.
Yeah. That's awesome. So that was getting support. That was you know, having the courage to be able to get a good PA and having a great PA, having good training within that company. But I think, you know, then I started looking further afield. I was finding that my ideas weren't being heard in that company. That was frustrating because, you know, I thought they were pretty good ideas, and you know, I was giving, you know, over 300 grand, 400 grand a year back to the company just for having the chair. And I think stupidly that a lot of agents think that they can go out and start a real estate firm, but it is very hard. It's very expensive, and generally we're good at selling, but we're not good at managing businesses. So, I mean, I feel very lucky that Mint has been succeeding.
Well, let's talk about Mint. So you left that company and then you made the decision to go out on your own.
Yes.
Tell us about that transition. What was the initial spark, that process?
Oh, it was a good spark, I suppose, in a way that that company, I think they got wind of the fact that I was wanting to go, and so I ended up going to work with Willie Porteous, who's probably the number one writer in Western Australia, and he's, you know, he was a very interesting brand to work with, you know, just very free and easy, but an amazing mind.
Gave you flexibility.
Flexibility, and was very happy to take my money off me because he knew that I was going to not stay for long. So, I was there for about a year and a bit before I set up Mint Real Estate.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was a really interesting transition, but it was frightening as well going in there. Mm. Luckily, I had my business partner. Brad Glover, and so we set up a different sort of franchise because we knew that we wanted to have this brand that we'd have flexibility and could just build it and make it look beautiful, but we didn't want to have a partnership where one person felt as though if the other one was doing more work,
more or less,
that you'd have to share the money around, and that's what tends to split up businesses.
Yes, so
I've seen that happen a lot. So we created the brand together, but we share no expenses together. So if he's having a fantastic month and I'm having a slow month, he doesn't feel bad.
Because you've got separate offices.
But you have separate offices.
That's right.
So you share the brand, but you've got businesses. Yeah, separate businesses.
So that's worked really well. And we compete against each other still. So we have meetings every week. And I think going and setting up a business on your own can be a very lonely place as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, we discovered, we thought about that when we were starting it and knew that it was going to be, weekly reporting to each other, knowing that we could support one another.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've got friends that have gone and started their own real estate companies as solos, and they're just so lonely.
Yeah.
Well, they've got no one to speak to because no one wants to give the another company their knowledge and their tips if they're not part of that company.
And it is such an up and down business that you want to be celebrating the successes.
Mm.
And then when you have the downside of... Yeah, well, absolutely. And when you have the downside,
you want to be able to pick up the phone.
Able to pick up the phone and get that moral support. And it's not only for the business owners, it's also for the team.
Yeah.
So the team, so we've had a number of independents join us, and they were looking for that support, especially for the team. And obviously, as a single director, all that communication from their team was going to this director. Now, he feels more supported because his team can actually come to us as well.
Yeah.
So it is really important. That's part of being
a group. Or other directors or other officers or other agents within the group. Yeah, it's massive.
Mm-hmm. So it's and the 4 years that we've, nearly 4 years that we've had Mint open has been great. We've stuck to our idea of just making sure that we're always progressive and thinking of new ideas. And my office in Claremont, we won the best small agency in Western Australia, but we also luckily pulled off the national awards from the Real Estate Institute of Australia and won best small agency in Australia. That was really exciting. It was the first time anyone from Western Australia had won that particular award, so it was good. But you know, scary along the way, a lot of freedom to build the brand, but you know, I can remember coming to this office about 4 or 5 years ago and when it was small, and you talking about this ability to be able to have agents come on and be supported. And it was interesting, when we started Mint, we were thinking along the same lines and getting a lot of great info from you. But it's amazing to see how you've developed it and how the brand now works so well that agents don't
have your business. Yeah,
you just don't have to leave.
No,
you can stay.
Yeah,
and to stop. Yeah, and there's many reasons why we did it, but the one thing was to stop that revolving door for directors, for the individuals, so we can have some great customer service out there. Because if an agent leaves from one brand to another, what message is that sending out to the marketplace?
Mm-hmm.
It's not sending a great message. So if we're talking as a collective that we want to increase the value of real estate agents out there and the perceived value of real estate agents in the marketplace, we need to do something about this revolving door. And
if the culture is good and there's a possibility of growth, then why would you go? Yeah.
And that's what you basically... I was listening to a podcast the other day and it said... fixing a problem is the best way to be able to get out there and make a difference.
Yes.
And you've basically fixed the problem of agents that want to leave because they've got big. If they're good, they just want more money and autonomy.
Yeah.
And
but the money also corresponds with freedom.
Mm.
So what we found is that it's okay to say you want to earn more money, but why do you want to earn more money? Most people want to say make sure I have wealth, but also to get their life back, freedom. So you can't do that unless you get more money. That's the end of the day, to build a team around you.
And to be able to have the flexibility within their business to do things a little bit differently, which is the thing that fostered you when you were at the other company. You had good ideas, but you couldn't implement them. And a lot of them coming across have said the same thing. Jared said the same thing to us when he first came on board. He wanted to do all these videos and put his face on the bus and all the other things that he does, but he wasn't allowed to do that. So it's flexibility, not just flexibility of time, but flexibility to be able to run their own businesses the way that they want to. Yeah, as long as it's, you know, within. Yeah. Hmm.
And one of the scary things for people to go out and enter their own brand out there in the marketplace is how the marketplace would perceive them.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's sometimes that thought of security, that if you're in a well-known brand, and of course that does come, recognition does come with more opportunities, but you're an established brand as an individual within your marketplace, you remained in your marketplace. So when you went out on your own, how did the market perceive you when you went out on your own? So now you're the director of Mint Real Estate.
I'm just trying to remember back. It was
been a positive thing.
It was. You know, it's the brand Mint itself didn't exist. So, and I think that there is something behind the brand and the individual. To just think you could go out and start Peter Clements Real Estate. I think that for me wasn't what we wanted to do. I think that would have stopped other people from wanting to come and join.
Absolutely, growth.
So we definitely wanted to create that growth. We're very happy now not doing that because we've got these very boutique little agencies that we haven't got a huge amount of staff. I don't have a property management in my office, but my business partner does. But I suppose, yeah, getting off the ground, there's a huge amount of money you're going to spend in marketing that brand. And I think that's where most people go broke. I mean, most people go broke in real estate when they start because they haven't funded themselves into it to be able to succeed. I believe that most realists or new reps give up about a month before they get successful because they run out of money.
Yeah.
And
that's
true.
Yeah.
And so when you're launching your own business brand, I think a lot of companies just don't have the might behind them to just get big enough to make themselves really successful.
Get the foothold that you need in your marketplace so that you can get those inbound calls and get the now vendors.
If I look back now, it was a huge risk to go out and do what we've done, and we were very lucky to have pulled it off.
You worked really hard as well.
Well, yeah. Someone said to me again the other day.
The harder you work, the luckier you get. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's so true. And
but I think because it's something yours as well, the passion behind it is just.
And that again was what you guys have done with your brand is so clever because it allows people to have ownership but not have to relaunch their own new brand because they can actually have that support.
And the economy of scales is really good too. So more people can do it. You don't have to invest as much as you would if you were to go out on your own. So
technology certainly has changed.
It gives the people the opportunity to actually start up with not really huge costs.
It's your business. Yeah. It's your business management back end. I think that is the savior because. Yeah. I think there's a lot of companies that go out that are mimicking almost what you've done at the moment, but without the back end. And you guys have got tried and tested support, and you've managed to do it in a very cost-effective way, which is brilliant.
Yeah.
But I think that's the part. And we had spoken about that coming, you know, to support Mint, and Mint being an EVU company as well. So.
Yeah.
That might still be the case at some point.
Why not?
Yeah.
We're friends in life and business anyway.
That's right. I'm sure it'll probably happen.
Awesome. So any last tips to someone who's thinking about going out on their own, words of wisdom?
Starting their own business.
If you're going to go and start your own business, make sure that you try and leave the previous company very well.
Yeah. Love it. Absolutely love it.
That's probably, you know, that's
integrity is everything.
Yeah, you know, and that's a hard thing to do because as soon as the person finds out you're going, they'll waltz you out the door.
Yeah.
But you know, you could be lucky enough to have a boss that's not going to do that. I think if you're going to go and start your brand, you're going to make sure you've got an incredibly good marketing company to create that brand.
Yeah.
If you're sitting around the back with a couple of mates around a barbecue trying to come up with a name, that's not going to do it.
And a logo and some...
And a logo and stuff, details, yeah. It is definitely a measured thing that you can do once well. It's expensive, but we haven't had to change anything in the last 4 years, really. Whereas I think if we'd have
because you did it well from the beginning,
did it well, we paid a lot of money to make sure that was all right, and I didn't like the name initially, but then when the marketing company put the branding on top of the name and showed the whole suite of everything that was there, it made
and the message sense. That you wanted to
it did, you know. So
and it resonated with your marketplace, because not all branding, your branding should be designed around your own personal DNA, but also your marketplace. Are you boutique, prestige, or are you lower end, midstream, and connecting with the marketplace? So you're not perceived out of sync with the marketplace. And it is hard to get that balance and to get that right message across.
Yeah. And have enough money to be able to go into it.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, then you're dead.
Cash flow.
Exactly.
And, you know, and this is a very, very lucrative business that we're in. We get paid really well, even when you are at a business that you might be feeling as though they're taking a lot. When you become a business owner, you know, it costs a lot to be able to keep one person at a desk. And I think that's the part that I've realised now is, you know, if I ever shut Mint down and wanted to go and work for somebody, I'd be very happy to do that as well, because I think that the not having the stresses of running a business would allow me to probably write double
with
what I know.
Wearing too many hats sometimes.
I think you've got to choose. You've got to choose what type of business you want to be in. You want to be a salesperson or with an EBU, or do you want to be a business owner running a few teams?
Don't go and start a business for the wrong reasons,
because
if it's an ego thing, then you know you're probably going to fail.
Great advice, Peter.
Thank you
for joining us on this edition of On the Couch with Eminem, and we look forward to seeing Peter in another edition, because we're going to be talking about something really interesting, a new technology that's come into play that Peter's introducing to the market, called open negotiation.
Looking forward to seeing you then.
Thanks for joining us.
Great.